I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Want to listen to the full Burt Show every day, uninterrupted, with no ads? Become a bonus Burt Show subscriber. Find out more at theburtshow.com/bonusbs.
The Burt Show.
Let's check in with our peeps.
It's Monday morning. Abby, how was your weekend?
So wonderful. I didn't see a single human other than the people in my Pilates class.
Really?
I know.
So you didn't go outside the apartment, go hang anywhere? Cinco de Mayo was yesterday. All your young friends calling you and going, let's celebrate. And you said no.
I said no. I'm staying in my apartment. Leave me alone. And that's exactly how I spent my weekend. So I'm geared up and ready for the very busy weekend I have ahead. It's called balance, and it's something I'm trying out. So, yeah, it was a very boring weekend of me just sitting around watching Bridgerton for the 50th time and going on walks.
All right, let me know about this balance thing. See how it works out for you, okay?
I shall.
I've been trying for a long time. Mo, how you doing?
I'm great, man. It was a good weekend for me. I didn't do much either. I really just kicked it for the most part. Saw the Canelo fight with my friends. But honestly, this whole weekend was flooded with me talking about these hip-hop beefs with all my friends.
Yeah, we're going to get into that later on.
That took over my life this weekend. That's really all we were doing.
I couldn't keep up with it, man.
No one can. It's insane at this point. It's hard for anybody to keep up with it.
I think I made a pretty good Caucasian analogy a couple of months ago when I said this is like wrestling now. I mean, it's verbal wrestling.
Hip hop has genuinely become wrestling for the last month of life. But I'm here for it. I love every piece of it.
How you doing, Kristen?
I'm all right. I'm hanging in there.
You weren't feeling so great over the weekend.
No. So whatever funk Jimmy was battling with on Thursday night, Friday morning, he so kindly passed it on to me.
Aww.
And so kids, if you don't have one or you don't know, their germs, they'll have something. They'll have it for 24 hours, sometimes not even that long, and then they bounce back and they're fine. But when they give it to you,
they give it to you. mine, I told you guys on Friday, was going to just be wrapped up in soccer, and it was. Friday night, Hollis's school team won, so they are one game away from going to state again.
Nice.
Which would be over the weekend, so we'll see how that goes Wednesday night. He's already talking about state. I'm like, you got one game, dude. Don't think you're going to state yet. Focus on Wednesday, okay? And then Atlanta United, where I sat with Jackson on Saturday night, which was really fun.
Yeah, that was a good time.
Didn't even realize he was going to be there. Oh, my God, that guy looks like Jackson. It is Jackson! So that was pretty much it, but it was a fun weekend. All right, Jackson, ethical or unethical hacks in life?
Yes. Now, I've started this segment of fun facts and life hacks with Jax, and this one we're going to take a little bit of a moral turn on. These are not necessarily, well, some of them are bordering on unethical, potentially illegal. I'm not telling you to do these. I'm just telling you about them. Okay.
And then we will weigh in as to whether we would utilize them in our lives.
Yes.
And ethics is like art.
No.
Everybody's going to see it just a little bit differently.
It's subjective.
It's subjective.
It is a bit subjective.
Exactly.
And I've organized these to get progressively more iffy. So, you know, take them as you will. First off, do you love going to the movies but hate those pesky movie theater prices?
Absolutely.
Most of them offer free refills on large popcorn. So what you're going to do is you're going to go to the trash can. You're going to pick up. Hang on. Stay with me. You're going to pick up a large popcorn. And you're going to rip part of the bag. You're going to go up to the concessions, ask for a refill, but you say, hey, the bag's ripped. I need a refill. Can I have a new bag?
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Free popcorn.
Here's why I don't feel this one is unethical. They did a list of like the 1,000 items in the country that are overpriced.
They're marked up.
And the number one was movie popcorn. They buy it for like 5 cents and they sell it to you for like $3.50. I got no beef with this one at all. Zero.
Ethical.
Because you're not taking money necessarily away from those that are producing the movies, et cetera, et cetera. So I got no problem with this one.
Let me argue against these then. That's theft, right? So that movie theaters make their money off concessions, not ticket sales. So when you steal the popcorn like that, you're actually taking out of the minimum wage workers' pockets because they are not going to be getting bonuses because of a loss on inventory.
Well, that's not fun.
There you go.
That's not fun at all.
I no longer have an opinion.
Yeah. What Cassie said.
I'm taking fun facts with Jax and making it Cassie the Killjoy.
Don't shoot the messenger, all right? If you need to meet the minimum order amount for free shipping on a website that has free returns, just buy more and then return the rest.
That's such a hassle, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a hassle. But sometimes they charge a lot for the shipping, you know?
Yeah, I get it. But I mean, I will order something and I will never wear it. But because I'm so, I don't know if it's a lazy thing. I don't know what it is, but it takes every ounce of my being to return something.
I can't even remember exactly what the item was, but what was it I saw last week on my tab, which was a convenience fee? What the hell is a convenience fee?
Sounds inconvenient.
It's very convenient for them.
Right? Inconvenient for my wallet.
Uh-huh. All right. Allegedly, there's no law against this of who you actually put down as your job reference. And so buy a burner phone and use yourself as your own reference when applying for jobs.
Okay. It's working within the system.
Yeah, you could talk yourself up a lot more than probably a lot of other people can.
Yes, it's true.
Keep business cards of people that you don't like in your car, and if you ever hit someone in a parking lot, just write sorry on the back of it and put it on their windshield.
No.
Unethical.
Yeah, that one's toeing a line for sure. Tired of bad drivers in your neighborhood and speeding and driving recklessly? Just print a picture of a random kid and put some flowers next to it and people will sure slow down.
Oh, man. Oh,
you know what? If it saves lives, it saves lives.
I just feel like that's bad karma. That's like sitting in a wheelchair, bad karma.
You're asking for something bad to happen, which people do, all the time. All right, let's see. Whenever you start a new job, always say that you have 4 alive grandparents. That way you always have 4 excuses to get out of work.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Today is the Met Gala!
Yay!
That was so unenthusiastic. This is the biggest day in fashion. I am so pumped to be sat on my couch today scrolling through Instagram, watching all the rich people parade their fashions.
Does E! Network, do they have cameras and stuff out there that you could watch it live if you wanted to?
Yeah, you can live stream it. I'm sure Twitter will live stream it. And really the big thing afterwards, in the last couple of years, the big thing to watch is all those Vogue interviews with Emma Chamberlain, because there's always some kind of like hot pop culture moment that happens. I think there was one with Jack Harlow and Emma Chamberlain a couple years ago where he was like, love you. And she was like, love you. And it was a meme for like the next year. But I'm excited because the theme this year actually sounds really interesting. If you don't know what the Met Gala is, it's basically an annual fundraiser that's held at the Met Museum in New York City. It's held on the first Monday in May every single year. And basically all the A-listers, like the A++++ list, like those are the only people that get to go. And this year's theme is called Sleeping Beauties, Reawakening Fashion. And the dress code is the Garden of Time. And so basically we're expecting to see a lot of like floral references and a lot of a lot of dresses and tuxes making a comeback from like years past. So a lot of vintage pieces are going to be out on the carpet.
Is this something we should have like a Burt Show Met Gala watching party next year? Are enough people into it, or is it just you guys?
Because we're
going
to do a watch party. I'm like Abby. I like to, because I'm all about the Met Gala. I'm sorry, my response was lackluster. I just don't feel good today.
Oh no, I just meant these two.
Yeah, not excited about fashion.
No, I feel perfectly fine.
Yeah. Here's my level of fashion. I got this shirt at Goodwill yesterday for $3.
Wow, you're reawakening fashion.
Yeah, there it is.
$3 yesterday. That's where I'm at.
It's new,
right?
I'm pretty sure you could get three of them at Target for $6.
Damn you! You've been a real buzzkill already this morning.
Rough weekend, okay?
I enjoy laying in bed, and I don't live stream it. I literally just like refresh social media and look at all the outfits as they're coming down the red carpet and watching videos, whether it be via Instagram or Twitter, now known as X or whatever. So that's my preferred method of digesting the Met Gala.
I'm just trying to test the temperature. Are we excited about it? Are you guys, I should say, excited about it because this is what we do for a living? Or out there in the civilian world, the real people, do they care about it?
They are excited about it. The girlies, the fashion girlies are excited about this. It's something we're going to be talking about probably for the next couple of days of like, oh, I really loved her outfit, or she didn't really try at all. Because the one thing about the Met Gala is you're supposed to wear something that you could just never wear on any normal red carpet. And so in years past, it's been like this big thing where like everybody is being kind of upset at the attendees because they're not really trying that hard. Like, we want to see something that looks like a piece of art on somebody and not like something that you would...
You'd wear on the Oscars red carpet.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think a big cop-out that a lot of celebs do is they always go for like the old Hollywood look, and it always makes them look really good, but it's also so bland and boring. Mm. So we're hoping to see a lot of like really interesting art pieces on these celebrities.
And that's not just entirely on the celebrities. It's also on the designers. So what celebrities will do, for instance, like Stella McCartney will be a designer and she'll have multiple pieces walk the red carpet. And so it'll be like all of her famous friends, Gwyneth Paltrow, et cetera. So she'll have like five celebrities and Stella McCartney walking the red carpet.
Got it.
But they really have to like up their game.
I'd be way more interested in the Goodwill Gala.
Now that we could do.
If you wanted to start that would be pretty cool, have some legs.
There are some pretty interesting rules that attendees have to follow. So People Magazine reported on this, of some of the things all these celebs have to do leading up to the event. The first one is obviously they have to get their outfit approved by Anna Wintour, who is the head of it. She's the chief editor at Vogue. So you can't just show up at anything. You got to send that pic via text to Anna and say, can I wear this? You're also not allowed to use your phones inside the Met Gala. You're not allowed to post on social media inside the Met Gala, which is why we don't really see a lot of photos, except for some of the iconic bathroom photos where you'll see like Katy Perry in a burger costume and then J-Lo just like casually walking by her.
That's where you always get those epic mirror selfies of like celebrities that you would never imagine like hanging out together. Like these groups form, and it's quite fascinating.
This is the same level of excitement you had about the Canelo fight over the weekend.
You trying to be funny? Because what you mean?
Didn't Canelo fight over the weekend?
I was very excited about that.
That's what I'm saying. They're excited about
their level. I thought you meant mine.
No.
I was like, no, wait, what? exactly.
This is our Canelo, okay?
I got it. I'm not hating.
Except hopefully the girls are not fighting. They're just fighting with fashion.
Oh, I'd love a fight on the red carpet. That'd be fabulous.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
That would be amazing.
They should put that on the agenda.
Bitch stole my look.
All right, Kevin Hart says he doesn't expect to stay friends with Tom Brady after his roast of him. I'll play you some of the ruthless clips on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show. I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else. Or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
The Burt Show.
I don't care that there's podcasting. I don't care that there's YouTube. I don't care what kind of platform there is at all. There's still something very special about hearing your name on the radio. All right, so do you have a high school senior that you want to give a shout out to? We're going to make this one real easy for you.
Yeah, we're going to do some senior shout outs throughout this week and next week as seniors graduate either to go on to college or go on to the real world. May the odds be ever in your favor. All right, so if you want to give them a senior shout out, you can call our special Burt Show line, 404-954-1360. 404-954-1360. Or if you are good with the tech, you can just download the Burt Show app and you can upload or download audio there and we can use that. All we're asking is make sure you include their name, their school, and the city for the proper shout out.
All right, super, super simple here, right? So all the info also up online at theburtshow.com. All right, Abby isn't, she's had enough. She's had enough of this Riley Green guy.
So. Yeah, I feel like we've really drove this storyline into the ground, whereas this man just wants to be left alone. And I was
Have you got a restraining order yet?
Not yet.
Okay,
so
in the clear.
We haven't pushed it that far yet, but I was talking with Amber and Jackson in some of the Burt Show back rooms, talking about, you know, my dating woes, and they're all, or Jackson's not single, but Amber's single too.
Extremely,
and
yes.
I'm like, you know, now that my celeb crush, you know, that fantasy has died, I feel like I need a new one to take that spot. What am I supposed to maladaptive daydream about? I need somebody else to fill that void. And Amber said, I think I might have just found the perfect guy for you.
I did. I do think so. I do spend many of my time looking for floppy-haired brown men. Every time I see one, I'm like, Abby!
That's my type. That's my type.
So we talked about the cheese man not too long ago. We did discuss that. The cheese ball man, excuse me.
Oh, the guy in New York.
Yeah, yeah, the Union Square, eating up all the cheese balls.
This is a guy last week we played audio from. I don't know who this random dude is, but he's in.
Nobody knows. He wears a ski mask.
Yeah, and an orange cone on his head. and he eats cheese balls, and he gets crowds of 150, 200, 250 people just to watch him eat the whole thing.
Unbelievable.
And yeah. If you're interested, I think he might be doing it again next year. So everybody get ready. Put it in calendars. So anyways, while I was actually recording about the cheese ball man on my podcast, I came across something else. We got this guy called the Rotisserie Chicken Man out of Philadelphia, and he ate one rotisserie chicken every day for 40 days.
And there could be worse things for you.
Mm-hmm. And when I tell you that this man, and as a lesbian, I'm not blind, but I know an attractive man when I see one, okay? This man is going to be Abby's boo thing at some point, I'm telling you.
We got pictures of this guy?
Oh, yeah. He's a cute-looking little thing.
We also have audio. What do you send to?
Yeah,
you
emailed it to Kaylee, yeah.
You've been eating a rotisserie chicken every day for 40 days straight, and on the 40th time that you did it, you invited people to come meet you out on the pier, and this is what happened.
Yeah! 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 40 chickens in 40 days.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
It just seemed right. And I think that the people of Philadelphia, maybe even the world, would agree.
So you just woke up and you're like, you know what? I'm going to eat chicken.
No. One day I woke up and I was like, I'm going to go to work. And then I was like, wait, I'm a little bit hungry.
Stop and check chicken.
And it felt really good.
But is chicken your favorite food? Like, are you?
I hate chicken. I never really liked chicken.
You hate chicken, but you've been eating it every day for the past 40 days.
Yeah.
So this is life. This is real life.
Yeah, that was from Fox 29 Philadelphia. And obviously, she's telling me all this. I'm like, why do I want to date a man whose passion is eating rotisserie chicken before
because
work?
Because he looks like this.
Yeah. To paint a picture, My celeb crush for the last decade has been country music star Schmiley Schmeen.
Is that what we're going to refer to him as now?
He shall not be named. And this guy kind of looks like the Walmart version of him.
Yeah.
And apparently, I can't afford the Rolex version, so I'll take the budget brand if I can.
The Swatch Watch version
of Schmiley Schmeen.
There are worse foods to like be eating every single day. I mean, a rotisserie chicken compared to cheese puffs or whatever dude's doing, it could be worse.
So I did some intel. I did some research to see what else is this guy about? And he talked about his experience eating the rotisserie chicken. This will infuriate every woman. Apparently during the 40 days, he lost 15 pounds from just eating rotisserie chicken.
That makes sense.
That's right.
All that protein.
Yeah.
Yep. And he is based in Philadelphia. So this guy must be like the equivalent of Jason Kelce, during the off season. Unfortunately, I did find that he is married.
Oh, damn it.
He refers to her as Mrs. Rotisserie Chicken Guy. She is apparently a very well-established professor in the Philly area. So,
Yeah.
It has another celeb crush down the drain.
I'll keep looking.
I want to know how that conversation goes with your wife. Honey, I'm going to eat rotisserie chickens for 40 days straight.
Yeah, she's going to go, that's fine. Just keep it between you and I. Do my parents need to know?
Yeah, I think you should still stay in the fight. They might not be married, though.
The Burt Show.
Now, some insults you can shake off. There are others that hurt just a little bit deeper than others. Now, later on in the show today, we're going to start our superficial bucket lists, right? And I kind of started this spontaneously last week when I said that I do a lot of traveling out of Atlanta. That's my favorite thing to do. I mean, besides doing this show, traveling is the thing that I love to do. And in the Atlanta airport, if you're not from here, they have these billboards up of Atlanta celebrities from now and from back in the day that are welcoming people to Atlanta. And they're all wearing their Atlanta airport T-shirts that say, it's my airport T-shirt. It's kind of cute. There are others that are all dressed up in their suits. And it could be Dominique Wilkins, who in Atlanta is the greatest hawk that has ever lived, right? You got TV personalities up there. You got athletes up there. Ludacris is up there, right? Now, in Atlanta, I've been here 23 years. I'd like to be considered, okay?
That's not really a superficial bucket list item. That's kind of a big deal.
In the overall scheme of things, Simon, come on. it's a picture in an airport. But damn it, it bothers me.
Yeah, we can tell.
It bothers me, okay? And it's not like the Dominique Wilkins ones that really bother me. It's like the Steak Shapiro's. I mean, that dude's doing a sports show. I mean, he's
also on TV.
And he's on TV. He's got a nice little, a show about food.
Yeah, it's cute or whatever.
He left radio and came back, and he's up there. Ryan Cameron started in radio. Same time I did in Atlanta. There's Ryan flipping me off at the airport every time I go. Okay, that's the superficial one. But this is one I don't know that I can get over.
No,
okay?
We should do a campaign on the side, try to get you up on that.
Oh, my God, how funny would that be?
That would be hilarious.
What if they put one up of all of you guys, and you can't tell me about it? I'm walking through the airport when I see you.
Oh, let's do it.
That would be so good. So good. But this one, I don't know that I can stand. Cassie, I need you to grab a mic here. So Cassie tipped me off last week because I don't go on to Facebook. It's just generally negative to me, So I just stay away from the comments. I don't need that getting in my head while we're doing the show. I'm having a good time with my friends.
Constructive criticism would be one thing. People are just mean and hateful.
Right. So Cassie tips me off last week that there's a Burt Show fan discussion group on Facebook where it's nothing but people that like the show, and it's a friendly place. And I'm like, okay, that sounds cool. I'd love to go on there and say,
let me visit this mythical place.
Yeah, right? I really did feel like I was traveling to Narnia. So I'm like, let me check this out. She says it's safe. It's people that really enjoy the show. They say nice things. It's positive, right? So I go to the Burt Show fan discussion group, and what I love about it is you have to request being part of the group because they're trying to keep out the trolls, right? So I did that last week. And I haven't been accepted.
Oh. They probably think it's somebody posing as you.
They don't think it's you.
No, it's me. It's really me. I'd really like to get in there and say hey to you guys and just thank you for listening and all.
Well, maybe they don't want you to join because they are worried. Not that it would Well, then they would get in their head about their comments, and they just want to be able to enjoy, like, commenting on the show positively at that, but would like to be able to enjoy commenting on the show without having to worry about a member of the show seeing it.
Yeah, you're invading their safe space.
Yeah.
Oh. But it's like a positive, it's positive real estate. They're saying nice things.
Yeah, I know.
So why would you not want the host of the show that you're saying nice things about to go, hey, say thank you so much?
They want to talk about you, not to you.
they're still talking about us in the show. It's just not negative.
Like, okay, did they accept you?
Immediately.
I like getting paid, so I'm keeping my mouth shut.
Okay, well, so here's this so I can go request.
They accepted the Burt Show's page.
Okay.
So not me.
Well, either I'm in the airport, I'm in this discussion group by the end of the week, or it's early retirement.
The airport's going to happen first.
All right, let's get Claire back on. She was really sketched out going into the weekend because she was going to have to tell her parents that, you know, I know that you funded the 4 years that I've gone to school and everything, but yeah, I'm not going to use that. I'm feeling like I'm going to go to New York City and live with my boyfriend. She's 23, 24 years old. So she was nervous about that, and she should have been. So let's get an update. Hey, Claire.
Hey, guys.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
Good. Okay, so the only advice I gave to you going into this as somebody that has a son that's roughly your age, if he came to me with this info, was it's going to be met with disappointment, right? Mm-hmm. But I think once your parents, like, can embrace it, sit on it a little bit, they might be okay with it. But give them the space to be disappointed.
Yeah, so they definitely were disappointed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my dad kind of lost it. And at first he said, there's no way he's going to help me pay my loans if I don't take this job. So, you know, didn't start out well. And basically said we were crazy for moving to New York City without jobs lined up already. Like, you know, we're going to stay with a friend, but obviously that can't last forever. And New York is expensive. So, you know, he had some good points, of course. Mm-hmm. But finally, after he calmed down a little bit, he said, you know, if you can get a job in New York, like, I'll still help you pay your student loans off, but you have to have that job lined up. So I'm on a mission. I got a couple weeks to find something. I'm feeling hopeful about it. So I think it's going to be all right.
And just to have your parents back a little bit, I don't even think that reaction stems from disappointment. I think it stems from fear. Like, your child going to a big city like New York, not having a job. As a parent, like, I hear that. I'm not so much disappointed because I want you to follow your dreams and what you want to do. I would be more fearful of you making such a huge leap like that without having anything set up.
I don't know your parents, but that would not be it for me. It would be like, damn, man, I it took me a while to save this money also for you, and this has told me that you wanted to do, so where's my ROI? Here it is, 4 or 5 years of spending it. But I can see what you're saying about the concern,
yeah,
depending on where you're at. But look, I mean, I think that mentally they've been invested in your future, and they've been investing not only financially but probably with other kind of support also. So now that you're taking a hard left turn and that's not going to be part of your future, I think they got reason to be a little bit on the disappointed side and concerned.
I definitely see where your dad is coming from. I would feel the same, but I think this is a win for you, and the fact that he's giving you an opportunity to really go out there and prove to him that you can be responsible about going about following your life the way you want to, and he said he'll back you once you prove that. So I think, all in all, this was actually a win.
Yeah, I think this is totally fair. And I know it sucks because I wish we lived in just like, oh, rainbow and sunshine land, where he didn't have any kind of disappointment or fear or concern going into this new pivot, if we'll call that. But I think what he's saying is fair in the sense that all you got to do is get this job, which is, I know, easier said than done. But there's a lot of jobs in New York, so I believe in you, Claire. I think you can do it.
I also think that, look, your dad is probably in his late 40s, early 50s or whatever. So when you say to him, I am sacrificing the thing that I thought that I wanted for the last 4 or 5 years for a boy, he's probably taking a look at it going, what's, you know what? They think they're in love, but what are the chances that they're really going to be in love and she's giving it all up for this guy and who knows if he's going to be around or not? So, you know, he has that life experience. So maybe that's what he's disappointed about also.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I appreciate it. I, you know, he doesn't seem too freaked out about, like, you know, moving, the fact that I'm moving with my boyfriend. It's mostly the no jobs thing. So, yeah, I think we're at a good place. I'm hopeful that, like, maybe I'll be able to find something that does use my degree, but is more, like, in my, you know, interests than this job that I had previously lined up. So we'll see what the future holds, but yeah, if y'all have any connections in New York City, you want to help me out.
I don't trust you. No, I feel like I'd set you up for a job in New York City, and then you'd go ahead and you'd move to Los Angeles. I see your track record.
And I ain't got no connections. That's why I left.
All right, good luck. Just go be happy, and your parents will be fine in the long run, okay?
Thank you.
All right, Claire, bye-bye.
The Burt Show.
All it takes is one phone call.
What you looking for?
Who called people out at the funeral? You were there at somebody's funeral. You're standing up there. You're giving a eulogy. You're giving a speech. You're looking out at who is in attendance and looking at people you think have no business being there because they treated the person who's deceased like crap. So you start calling them out at the pulpit.
Oh, we have all been in that situation before, right? Where you're like, you're watching everything. You're like, what are they doing here? She cheated on him 3 years ago or whatever.
So 1-855-BIRD-SHOW, 855-237-8746. So Lil Duval shared this on his social media. He is not the one who created this content. I do not have like the content creator's information. All I know is that he shared it. So I'm watching this. I'm pretty sure this is satire. But
it's hard to tell these days, isn't it?
It really, really is. Now people actually put hashtag satire in their captions, which I'm like much appreciated. It feels like satire. However, it got me thinking, who called somebody out at the funeral? Because that would be beautiful.
Half of y'all in this church, she did not mess with and she did not like you. I don't even know why you here. Because you didn't mess with my
mother. Oh my God.
And on top of that, you talk bad about her. I don't even know why you here. Because you got a lot to say and ain't came and did nothing for her. You, I'm just waiting for you to say something because,
Yeah, so she's up there with her glasses on. She's looking out at the people
that'd be fantastic.
In the crowd and just calling them out. And I saw somebody else post this, and they actually tagged their sister, and they were like, this better be you at my funeral. You're up there, and you see people who are there and have no business being there.
I've seen this once. Years ago, I went to a coworker's funeral, and it wasn't a lot of people in this church, but there were enough people to where his brother got up there and started speaking and clearly had a few drinks before he came and started calling everybody out in the crowd who we felt like
should be
there.
Really?
You guys were never there for my brother. I was at his house when he was sick. I didn't see any of y'all show up, so don't show up now acting like you in love with him. People started leaving. I watched the whole speech. It was crazy.
Pulled popcorn out of your pocket.
You'd have paid for that.
Well, I saw people going back and forth in comments, and some person called it tacky, to which another person responded, what's tacky about it? Like, you're speaking the truth. Like, if these people really did treat the person who is no longer with us with mad disrespect, why wouldn't you? The thing that's tacky is them coming to the funeral and pretending like they had some kind of relationship or they cared about the person when they were actually here, they could have cared less.
And I assure you that the person that passed away, if they are up above looking down, is going like, thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
I would want that.
Kristen, we have a couple of minutes here before we get out of here. I got a lot of DMs over the weekend for you.
You and me both.
And the DMs were, I was expecting them to be, hey, I noticed Kristen was out on Friday. Is she okay? That's not what it was.
No.
It was message after message after message saying, what's happening with the crows?
Yeah. Again, this is actual audio from my neighbor's backyard because her dog killed a crow and the crow family is very upset. Everybody's been sending me crow content as well. Mm-hmm. Apparently there is actually crow content out there. So I've been getting people sending me DMs of videos of crows pulling spikes out of the sides of buildings. Because apparently people were trying, like a big, like a business building was trying to keep the birds from like standing on the ledges or whatever.
So they wouldn't like poop all over the place down.
And the crows are just like pulling out the spikes. And then somebody else sent me a video of a little boy who has a pet crow. And the crow was just bopping with them down the road.
So if you're on a crow's good side, you're good to go.
Yeah.
Oh, because they're, like I said, we've said before, they're incredibly intelligent. They're incredibly loyal. Unless you kill one of their own, and then they're going to dive bomb you every single time you go in the backyard. And that's what was happening to her and her family. Anytime she let her dog Olivia out in the backyard, the crows would dive bomb the dog because the dog took one of their own. So I actually hit her up over the weekend and I said, no lie, our listeners are invested. I get crow DMs now. Any updates? And she says, LOL, I let Olivia out in the morning and it has gotten better. I continue to put egg and seed out twice more. So we made a little crow altar with a picture of the dog. And she puts some of their favorite things, which apparently crows love certain seeds, they love hard-boiled eggs, and they love shiny things. So she's been laying these things out to the crow altar. She goes, they're still around and call, but they don't get as close and aggressive anymore. She goes, which I'm taking as it's working, fingers crossed. She goes, it's crazy, though. Like, the second I open the door, I hear them start up. So now we don't know if they're starting up because... they think they're going to get some more stuff at their crow altar, or if they're still like, they're still upset about, you know.
Now they double pissed off.
Right. So now they're looking for even more. They got little. Now they want more.
Yeah.
But I told her, I'm going to take that as a sign as it's working because they are no longer dive bombing the dog and the dog can't go outside and do its business in peace.
These things are fascinating, man. I had no idea how complicated they were.
Yeah.
The Burt Show.
Mo will honor all of the mothers here with a Mother's Day wrap coming up here in just a couple of seconds. You got Mother's Day coming up right around the corner. Don't forget that, okay?
It's on Sunday.
That's every year, Slimmer. I tell you every time. God, there was a time when Cinco de Mayo rolled around, man, and I was knee-deep into it. Every year, man. Cinco de Mayo, another reason to party. Did you guys do anything yesterday for Cinco de Mayo?
Absolutely not. No, I walked around, I looked at some bottles of tequila in the Publix aisle, and that's about it.
As I was leaving Goodwill in Marietta yesterday, I drove by Tijuana Joe's, and they were having a big old party, and I'm like, oh, yeah, Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, look at that. Hollis, my son, went to Mass last night with his friends, and they always go out to dinner afterwards. And I said, where'd you guys go? And he's like, well, it's Cinco de Mayo, so we went to Moe's. I'm like, what?
Moe's Southwest Grill.
Yeah, that's the one.
Turn it up.
Yeah. All right, Mo, let's turn it over to you, man. It is Mother's Day this weekend.
It is Mother's Day. So, I was asked to do a rhyme to celebrate all of the mothers, which makes me feel a lot of pressure, but because I don't really know exactly what you can say and how you can put into words what moms really mean to us at the end of the day. But I will certainly do my best because I think the moms deserve to be celebrated and feel appreciated during this week. And always, but of course, especially even more on Mom's Day. So I wrote something to help make all of the mothers feel appreciated. If you are a mom, we love you. We support you. We don't know what you go through, but we certainly know it's a lot. And this is what I've done in order to try to help celebrate you today. Abby, help me ad-lib. I got about 20 seconds on this beat. Say something nice about your mom.
Hey, Mom. I know you're listening.
Yeah.
Because you do every day. Yay.
Oh, you're doing bars.
Okay.
Oh,
okay. I'll take it from here. Thank you. Shout out to all the mothers for taking care of our sisters and holding down all our brothers. I know you feel undercover. Know you don't think we see it and don't always get the credit. So know you appreciate it if nobody ever said it. All my mother did, there's no way I'd ever forget it. The love that she always shared, it's always gonna be embedded. She's there when you're born and rides until it's gone. Put your life back together whenever you feel it's torn. Sacrifice every night, just try and make it right. Fighting in the dark just to make sure it's bright. You do it from your core and do it until you're sore. And when everyone in your life is always asking for more, I've always been a fan from the moment in your hands to how you've guided me to help me become a man. It's hard to find the words as I don't know how you spell the proper amount of love that every mother should feel. You'll always have a vision even when we don't listen and even take our germs. I just learned that from Kristen. Everything is a mission and know you're always driven. Sometimes you don't feel the love because you feel it's missing.
missing. Just know we give you credit every time that we made it, especially in a world where everybody is jaded. The love you provided is real. It never faded. And if nobody ever said it, you all appreciate it.
Hey.
Yeah.
Happy Mother's Day, y'all.
Yeah, that was way better than what you did, Abby.
Hey, listen, some of us are more skilled in rap battles than others.
So, you know, while we're here, this is the first time I think I've heard of this, and Kristen was the one that brought it up last week, and I didn't know it was a thing until I was talking to a friend yesterday, who is a mother also, and she asked me, is this just a Southern thing that in some families, grandmothers are celebrated on Mother's Day, and the matriarch, mm-hmm. the day is for her until she dies, and then the daughter gets to start celebrating Mother's Days, even if she is a mom already. Well, and I said, I don't know. I have never heard of that. Kristen played this thing last week. Yeah. But is that kind of a thing in some families?
It's a thing in some families, I think, begrudgingly to the daughter or daughter-in-law,
right.
who is also a mother.
A 1-855-VIRTUAL. I'm just curious. Is that a Southern thing? I had never heard of that before.
I feel like if you are in, if you're in the same city, like if you're fortunate to have family nearby and a family that helps you with the kids, that is such a blessing. And do not take that for granted. I know being close to family can, you know, be a headache sometimes, but if you have kids, it can definitely, you know, definitely be helpful. I think in those instances, yeah, I mean, once a mom, always a mom.
Right.
So you obviously you're going to shower your mom, aka grandma, with love and affection, but I feel like new moms might not get the love and attention they deserve in lieu of head mama.
Shouldn't the day be split somehow?
You would think.
At least in her family, it's like, this mom has to make all the plans for grandmom, right?
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't really get a say in the matter. It's not like they go to an equally agreed upon restaurant or anything like that. It is known that this is grandma's day. It shouldn't even be called Mother's Day. Grandmother's Day, and then you get Mother's Day when I'm dead.
Wow.
There could be some cultural differences too, because I think other cultures put more emphasis on family, like they live together longer, they're under the same roof longer, etc. So I think that also adds a different element depending on what your ethnicity is and what your culture is.
Speaking of cultures, I feel like in Black culture, if you skipped your mom to celebrate just your grandmother, you're going to go live with your grandmother.
It's going to be that bad. Huh?
Yeah, man.
The Bert Show.
Bucket list items don't have to be really, really ambitious, right? Like, an ambitious one would be like, I'm going to the Northern Lights this year. That's it's going to cost me a fortune.
Yep.
Got to do it at the right time, right? You got to hope that the atmosphere is right. That's a major bucket list item. But there are superficial ones also that don't take as much time. You just need to know somebody who knows somebody that might be able to pull it off for you. So we thought it would be fun this week to try to do and execute our superficial bucket lists. So we all came in this morning with an idea of a superficial bucket list. I've been joking about the airport, but half joking.
You ain't joking. You ain't joking
at all.
I would really like to be in that.
Your ego wants that burn.
I really want that burn.
Own it.
I've also said like a superficial bucket list. I know this is a weird one. I told these guys a couple of weeks ago, I would really like to watch like a freight train go by, and when it slows down and it's coming into the city, if one of the big old doors is open on that thing, mm-hmm. I would like to jump on it. And
jump on a train car.
Jump on the train car and just see where it goes.
You're just going. You're just going to stay on there.
Just going to stay on there and see where it ends up. Okay. All right.
I think that sounds lovely in theory.
I don't know.
About 20 minutes.
I don't even give him 20.
No.
10 minutes. He went off of there.
So that might be one for me. That might be a superficial bucket list item.
Gotcha. So is that what are you throwing out today as the one that you want to accomplish?
The airport.
Yeah. All right. So mine is, you would think after all my years on this earth, I would have accomplished this by now. And it's one I can't accomplish by myself. I just don't know why I never have. I want to ride a horse.
You've never done that? No. Wait a second. The girl that's from Lexington, Kentucky has never been on a horse?
Okay, correction. I have been on a horse. I have sat on a horse. but I have never ridden a horse.
What?
Like the horse was stationary. So, and this happened in Dallas, Texas, when I went for the Dallas press junket for the show, the TV show Dallas.
Yeah.
And they had a horse, and you could sit on a horse and take a picture with it.
But you've never been on a horse that's
I've never been horseback riding.
This is crazy to me.
I know. Wow. I know it is. And as a kid, I distinctly remember sitting on a horse as a kid. Again, did not ride it, just sat on it. But I had really, really bad allergies as a kid. And horses love to like roll around in hay. I'm allergic to hay, blah, blah, blah. And like I like broke out in hives. So I never got on a horse after that. So as the girl from Kentucky, I think I really should check this off my superficial bucket list and go horseback riding. Okay. Like actually ride a horse, not just sit on it.
With all of the horses in this area, we could knock this one out right now. 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. Do you have a horse that Kristen can ride? Yep. It doesn't have to be long.
I want it to be an old one because I don't want it to buck me off.
I don't think you got to worry about that. Okay. But you're not looking for a long ride. You're not looking to like take the Oregon Trail or go to the Blue Ridge Mountains.
No.
It could just be right around your own. Like Milton has all those beautiful.
Yeah.
Look, when I lived in Suwannee, all those horse farms up there. Easy.
I just want to do this. Boop, boop, boop. Just kind of bounce up and down in the saddle ever so gently. But yeah, I've never taken reins. I've never done that.
1-855-BIRD-SHOW. All right, let's see if we can knock that one out. What do you got?
So I've never done this or attempted to do it because I felt like it would be going backwards since me and Bert actually did the real thing of jumping out of an airplane. But I want to do like the indoor skydiving. Every single time I pass that place, I'm like, I want to compare the two, and I want to see what it feels like to do it, but I've never done it.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's like driving a Ferrari and then coming on here and going, does anybody have a Volkswagen that I could drive today?
That's what I'm saying. It feels so backwards that I'm like, it doesn't even make sense for me to do the indoor one now.
Yeah,
but I've always wanted to do it.
The indoor skydiving?
It looks like it'd be more fun than the actual one because it'd be less fear. I don't know if I enjoy the actual one as much because of the fear.
I'll back you on that. I hated the skydiving thing. I would much rather do the indoor skydiving one.
It seemed like it'd be fun.
Okay, we can knock that one out.
I've actually done the indoor skydiving thing. I feel like it might just be as nerve-wracking as regular skydiving because there's all that air that's just like getting pushed up into your face. It's very overwhelming. It's not a very enjoyable experience.
And most people I know have done one or the other. So it's like you can't compare it. So I want to be able to compare the two.
Okay.
Okay. What's yours?
My superficial bucket list item is I've always thought it'd be really cool to be like an extra in a movie. Mm. We live in such a big film town. Pretty and I'm like, oh my God, it'd be so cool to be on a movie set and see how it works. I know it's not very exciting. I know it's long days, but it'd be cool to be in a movie.
Yeah, I don't want to S on your bucket list item, but most people that do it are like, oh God, all we did was sit around and we waited for the actors, but I think to try it one time would be good.
Yeah, just like a one-time thing to be like, oh, yeah, I was in that new indie film that five people watched. Really cool.
All right, here is Jill to help you out with your superficial bucket list item, Kristen. Hey, Jill.
Hey.
Good morning.
Can you hear us?
Yes.
We can.
Morning. Okay, so yes, my daughter rides in Milton, which is like the horse mecca of Georgia. So you could come to her barn and get on a horse.
Your daughter has a barn?
Well, she doesn't own the barn. Her trainer does. But yes, you could get her barn.
Easy breezy, man.
They're done.
This is like jumping. Like, you're not going to jump, but this,
no.
You know, they do shows. They do all kinds of stuff.
Gotcha. Well, thank you so much. Hang on the line and we'll get your information.
Yep.
Thank you. All right. I knew that one was going to be easy.
Mm-hmm.
About indoor skydiving.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good morning, Danielle. You're on the Bert Show.
Hey, guys. I just want to let Mo know that indoor skydiving is much harder than jumping out of a plane.
How is that possible?
See?
Well, when you jump in the sky, you have all the room. And when I went indoor skydiving, I was bouncing off the walls because I had no idea where I was in the sky.
So, like that Willy Wonka scene?
Wear your helmet.
Yeah, I mean, but logically, if the fan stops while you're indoor skydiving, you're going to drop, what, 10 feet?
I don't know. How high are you?
15 feet.
But still, the feeling of being in the air like that and you have no control over yourself and you bounce it into the walls, that sounds...
That's your thing. If that's what you want to do. I think you've already done it.
I am going backwards. Maybe I'll come up with something different.
All right. If you know somebody at the indoor skydiving thing, no, give us a call. And again, for you.
I would love to be an extra in a movie, so hit me up. But, you know, not an adult film movie. Like a real movie.
It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Kristen from The Burt Show. And if you liked what you heard, give us 5 stars. We only accept 5 stars. 4 is unacceptable. I'm just saying.
You guys watched the Kentucky Derby over the weekend?
Of course I did.
You did?
Of course I did.
I missed it.
No. I did watch all of the beautiful hats and the fashion of people walking around drinking their mint juleps. That, to me, is the most entertaining part of the Derby.
I didn't watch it. I was invested in it, though, because of the trainer I was telling you about on Friday. The horse was Saratoga West or West Saratoga?
Something like that.
It was a black trainer, and there's only been like 2 black trainers to train a horse in the Kentucky Derby. It was a 50-1 odd. I just know it didn't show. It didn't come in first, second, or third, so I'm not exactly sure. But no, I didn't watch it. From what I understand, it was really exciting, though, and there was like a close finish.
It was a nose by a nose by a nose. It was a photo finish of all photo finishes, one of the closest Kentucky Derbies in the 150 years it's been running, because this was the 150th anniversary.
Mo, have you ever watched any horse race before?
I have not.
Never once?
Never in my life.
Abby?
No. Zero.
Perfect.
This couldn't play out any better if we wanted
it
to.
Yes. Okay. Here's what we are going to do. You guys are going to be the sports commentators for the Kentucky Derby.
Okay?
Having never watched a horse race before in your life. What Tommy has done is he has put video together for you in front of your screen. You are going to describe for all those that didn't watch the Kentucky Derby also exactly what is happening in real time.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
First things first, we have to do the call to post. All right, the horses are getting lined up, getting put into the gate. Are you guys ready with your video?
I believe so. I'm watching it.
Okay.
So wait a second. So if they don't hit play at the same time.
No,
Tommy's hitting play.
No, okay.
They're watching the same exact
thing. I thought it would be great if one hits it 5 seconds too late.
All right, so you have there all the horses lined up. We have 21 horses for you to call. How long is the track again? Everybody knows it's how long?
A mile.
4 miles.
four-mile horse race, man. Those horses are tired at the end of it, man.
It's the greatest. How many minutes in sports?
2. Here we go. And they're off.
They're almost off.
And there they go.
Look at the horses run.
Number 12, out in the early lead. I don't know the name of the horse. What is the horse name?
It's my mother-in-law.
Is out in the lead early, and as they all go towards the gate. They're all at the gate.
Those horses are galloping. That's what they're doing. Really fast.
Oh, one is galloping a lot more. That's don't call your mother tomorrow. That is don't call your mother tomorrow. Taking the early lead.
Look at them go. They're running really, really, really fast. The runt of the litter is in the back. Little Tiny Tim. Tiny Tim is bringing up the rear.
Tiny Tim is bringing up the rear, but there is Fierceness, who is the crowd's favorite. Everybody know Fierceness is in this to win this.
Just Steel is right behind with Fierceness. That is Just Steel, just like his name.
We are at a quarter mile now, and Track Phantom is making a name for themselves. Track Phantom bringing it up in the rear, if you will.
Tiny Tim is still in the back, bringing it on home. Track Phantom still in the lead. Number 12. Look at that booty in the air. He didn't miss squat day.
Here we are at 46.63 seconds now, creeping up on a half a mile. People, don't you go anywhere, because Just Steel and Mystic Dan are fighting for dominance.
Mystic Dan and Resilience very close trying to bring it up into the lead. Track Phantom still up at the front.
Here at the 3/4 mile, I don't know why this horse name is Epic Ride, because the horse has been in last place since we started. The ride is not that epic at all.
Confirmed, the ride could be more epic if he galloped a little bit faster, as horses should do on the Kentucky Derby.
Which is exactly what Fierceness is doing. Fierceness will not be denied and will not be stopped, creeping up to the first place once again.
Fierceness bringing it on home, looking stellar in that forest green little cap they've got on.
That fierceness is moving. Oh, no, we're getting towards the end, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes, yes.
Home
we're
stretch.
Getting towards the end.
Home stretch.
I think this is the home stretch. I think fierceness is going to take it, Abby. What do you think?
Will he go?
Oh, no.
Way.
Wait, here comes fierceness or epic. I don't know who it is, but somebody crept in for the lead and won.
Somebody did, in fact, win.
Somebody won.
Somebody won.
It was that close.
It was.
If you were watching it live, uh-huh. Dave, this is the first time I've seen it. The horse that was leading was the 41-1 long shot for a long time there. And West Saratoga that we were talking about was in the top five for a super, super long time.
Really?
Yeah.
That was
the favorite Sierra Leone did not end up winning. It ended up being Mystic Dan, who, if I remember, the odds were like 14-1 or something like that, or something in that range. And then I don't even remember who the third horse was, but they were all there. Like, here, you keep,
the photo
keep,
finish.
Here, keep on watching.
There, look at it. Look at it. Look at it. There's the photo
there's
finish.
There's three horses there. There's three horses there.
Oh, that's close. Oh, that's close.
Wow.
Literally won by a nose, beat the favorite.
Just because he had a longer face, he wins?
Well, whoever is like jutting forward, yep. You have to have the right rhythm, and he just, look, his nose just happened to boom.
And that's it? It's only one race?
Yeah, that's it.
What, do you want him to start back over again? How many times you want these? First of all, you thought it was a 4-mile race. Now you want him to do it over and over and over again?
That's it.
That's it.
All right.
Get it. The Burt Show.
There are some cities that are better for your personality than other cities. Me being from San Diego, that's kind of like in my fiber now. It actually forms who you are. It's kind of a laid-back town. Sun's always out. We're at the beach chilling out. I couldn't last 3 days in New York City.
and vice versa. I'm so New York and big city, run around. And when I go places where it's much slower and people are much more polite and the sun is out, I feel out of place.
Like for you growing up in Lexington, I mean, you stayed here in the South in Atlanta, but there are some cities that probably wouldn't work for you.
Anywhere like up in the Northeast, yeah. It's just a little harsh.
Boston, Philly.
Yeah.
We wouldn't make it.
I'm too sensitive of a soul.
Abby, have you ever thought about moving?
For me, it's California. I remember really? When me and my mom flew into SFO, we were in the elevator with some couple and they were talking about Auburn. And they were talking about football and they were like, it's Auburn in Nevada? I'm like, how do you not know where Auburn is? So for me, like the SEC is in the fiber of my being. Like, you got to know about SEC football.
And Fallon here has been living outside of Atlanta, and she's been 15 years in Charleston and wondering if Atlanta's gonna like be a good fit for her. So she's coming to us and saying, hey, what do you guys think? Hey, Fallon.
Good morning, everyone. How are you?
Really good. All right. So you're thinking about making Atlanta your home?
I am. And honestly, I have to give it to you guys. After spending 15 years in Charleston and I listen to you on the app now, I mean, y'all have kind of made me familiar with Atlanta, so that's the main reason why it's crossed my mind. I'm always hearing about these great events going on.
All right, well, we may be misrepresenting some of the city. I like to think it's a great place, but it might not be for everybody.
I love it here. I think it's a beautiful city. I think it has a lot to offer, and I see this being our forever home.
What are you thinking about Atlanta, and what are you trying to choose from, or what's in the decision that we can help you with?
Yeah, so I have a little less than a year, and I've kind of narrowed it down to three or four places pretty much in the Southeast. It's a place that I'm comfortable with, to make it a little bit easier, I did kind of make a list of things that are really important to me in my next city. So I was like, well, maybe you guys will know and be able to help me. So number one, obviously, it's got to be a warm place. Sunshine is really important to me, and being close to the water, whether that's a beach or lakes, is really important. Having pro sports teams, I'm a big sports fan. That's something I miss a lot, especially in the wintertime when there's not a lot to do. So being able to go to sporting events, concerts, that's really important. I really have the luxury now of working remote most of the time unless I'm flying for work. So having easy access to a major airport to be able to get places quickly when I need to is important. And really, diversity is a big portion for me. It's something that I feel like I'm missing right now. I really love to learn from other people, try new foods and experiences. And I'm also just turned 40 and I'm single. So being in an area, maybe it's a little bit more single people. I know dating is terrible no matter where you go, but at least having people I can meet that I have things in common with are important.
And you grew up in Charleston?
So my parents were in the military. So I've lived a lot of different places. So I'm really, really comfortable with change, which actually makes it much harder to just find a spot. But I do feel like I'm in a place to where I'm ready to put up roots. But yeah, I spent 15 years in Charleston before I moved up to the coast of North Carolina for work.
All right, let's take these one at a time. Sunshine and water. Well, we do have some lakes around here.
We have some beautiful lakes.
We do have some beautiful lakes. There are parts of Lake Lanier that I am a big fan of. We got a Coney.
We got a Coney. We have Rathbun.
Lake Burton also was yes. within driving distance.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we could check that box.
Oh, Blue Ridge has a beautiful lake too.
Blue Ridge is
with
awesome.
The mountains surrounding it, it's gorgeous.
Yep.
A lot of sunshine here too, for sure. The weather's amazing in Atlanta.
All right. Sports teams. Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm.
They're all mid, but yeah.
No, the Braves are good.
Except the Braves. You're right. I mean, dang, I can't win a World Series. But yeah, I mean, plenty. You got Falcons. You know, I'm a huge fan of Atlanta United. You got the Hawks. You got the Braves. We got that one. Check, 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 check all the way. Our airport is, I think, one of the biggest selling points
mm-hmm.
Outside of the celebrities they put on the billboards in that airport. The airport, I think, for me, really is one of the greatest selling points of this city. As a guy that loves to travel, you could pretty much get a direct flight anywhere in the world from Atlanta.
And absolutely. I feel like having the world's busiest airport, it functions really well, if you think about it. The amount of people that come in and out of that airport... They do a great job.
Mo could probably speak to the diversity.
Atlanta has a ton of diversity, mm-hmm. honestly. Some of the best diversity I've seen in all of the places that I've been is you can go anywhere and get an experience of a lot of different cultures. It's a very diverse place. That's something that was important to me. And when I got here, it didn't let me down at all.
Single. You want to go this right here? Now, she's in a different phase of her life than you are. You said you're just turned 40.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Dating is hard everywhere. So I don't necessarily think it's easier or harder in Atlanta than any other place. I will say, coming from a smaller city, I come from Jacksonville, Florida, there's a lot more options here. So I can complain all day long about how bad my dating life is. But at the end of the day, I remember what it was like to go out and not see a single attractive man in my age range. And now at the very least, if I'm going out, I'm seeing someone. I'm getting rejected, but I'm seeing someone that I would potentially date.
I will say this also, like, no matter what city you're in, if you're there long enough, you start to feel like you're jumping into the exact same dating pool over and over. Like, everybody knows each other, no matter how old you are.
Yeah, and I will say, because Atlanta is such a desirable city, I mean, you're talking about moving here. You do get a lot of new people every now and then because there's constantly people moving here for work. So I don't think it's a terrible city for dating. I think it's just dating is difficult, period.
You know, and I think when you're making a decision like this, you have to be honest about what the negatives are also. And I think the first thing that comes to mind for me is damn traffic, man. Mm. Sucks.
That's what everybody says. Traffic, traffic, traffic.
And Charleston isn't great, but it certainly is better than Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, when it comes to traffic. I mean, you move to a top 10 city, traffic is going to be one of your biggest headaches.
I think you need to know what parts of the city to stay in and which parts to probably avoid, because our crime rate in some parts of the city are very, very high, but that's the same as everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It is expensive to live here. I mean, the cost of living here for sure is higher than most places.
I mean, I'm from New York, so this is Atlanta's perfect in that area for me.
Yeah, I forget what the website is that you can go to and you can compare cost of living. It might be costofliving.com or something like that. I don't think it's going to be much crazier than Charleston, though.
As far as what I've learned from talking with Justin Landis and like where interest rates are, if you're looking to buy as opposed to rent, Atlanta is a very desirable city and it's very much a seller's market right now.
So, I would sell on it. I would definitely like to say move. Absolutely.
If you're looking for a change of pace, if you're looking for stuff to do, that's the beautiful thing about this city. There is always something going on. There always is a festival. There's something happening at Piedmont Park. There's something that you have OTP, ITP. There are festivals everywhere and all the small cities. And you don't even have to live in Atlanta proper. If you want to try something like Roswell, so you can get a taste of Atlanta. So that's more like a Charleston feel, but you have the city like right there within your fingertips. I do think our like I do appreciate MARTA for the big events downtown, but as far as our public transportation goes, it's definitely lacking compared to other big cities.
If you decide to move to Atlanta, we will take you by the hand and we will guide you through the city. No, we will, really. We'll tell you where all the restaurants are. Mm-hmm. We'll help you.
Oh, great food scene.
Forgot about that. That's a really great.
That's a big plus.
Great food scene.
And so does Charleston. But Atlanta is really, really great also. So if you decide to move here, we will take you under our wings and we will show you around Atlanta to make sure that you love it, okay?
You guys are amazing. Thank you so much. That really helped me out a lot. I do appreciate it.
All right. Good luck with the decision. You keep in touch with us, okay?
Sounds great.
Get it. The Bird Show.